Exclusive, historic 2025 border turnaround. Southwest apprehensions collapse to 109K in Trump's first year back. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on January 1, 2026. President Donald Trump's border crackdown delivered historic results in 2025, driving illegal crossings to levels unseen in decades. December ended with only 6,400 Southwest apprehensions, and the full-year total of 109,000 marks a dramatic reversal from the chaos inherited from former President Joe Biden's border crisis. Unofficial Border Patrol reports reviewed by Breitbart Texas revealed that agents encountered approximately 6,400 migrants who illegally crossed the southwest border from Mexico into the United States in December. After taking office on January 20, 2025, the Trump administration's border team closed out the year with a historically low apprehension rate of less than 109,000 illegal aliens. Once again, we have a record low number of encounters at the border and the seventh straight month of zero releases. Month after month, we are delivering results that were once thought impossible. The most secure border in history and unmatched enforcement successes, said Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Christine Noem in a statement released in early December. Thanks to President Trump's leadership and the dedication of DHS law enforcement, America's borders are safer than ever before. Responding to an inquiry from Breitbart Texas, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin stated, "In less than a year, President Trump has delivered some of the most historic and consequential achievements in presidential history, and this administration is just getting started. Under President Trump's leadership, we are making America safe again and putting the American people first," McLaughlin added. "In record time, we have secured the border, taken the fight to cartels, and arrested thousands upon thousands of criminal illegal aliens." DHS officials stated that in 2025, the Trump administration delivered the most secure border in American history. The officials added that U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the parent agency of the U.S. Border Patrol, accomplished this task in a matter of weeks. Officials offered, "Border crossings are down 93% year over year. Illegal alien apprehensions at the southwest border are down to an average of 245 per day. From May to November, seven consecutive months, the United States Border Patrol, USBP, released zero illegal aliens into the country. Under the Trump administration, there have been 73,329 total apprehensions along the southwest border, which is 53% less than the monthly average of 155,485 during the Biden administration. USBP nationwide apprehensions have averaged under 10,000 per month since President Trump took office, a level of sustained deterrence unmatched in modern border history. Fiscal year 2026 has seen the lowest start to a fiscal year ever. 60,940 total encounters nationwide in October and November, lower than any prior fiscal year to date. CBP has seized 539,984 pounds of drugs, a nearly 10% increase compared to the same time frame in 2024. CBP awarded more than $5 billion in new border wall contracts, funded by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, in record time. It also awarded a $37 billion acquisition vehicle to support this work to seal the border wall. CBP led the deployment of more than 130,000 feet of temporary barriers, to include concertina wire, along with the Department of War and the state of Texas, to secure critical gaps. CBP published 24 critical waivers, allowing the agency to cut through the bureaucratic red tape to expedite border wall construction. Since January 20, 2025, the Trump administration has significantly increased CBP hiring, with monthly averages showing a 42.5% increase in CBP officer new hires and an 84% increase in Border Patrol agent new hires, compared to the same time period last year. CBP implemented 41 presidential actions on trade, addressing illicit drugs, public safety threats, and critical imports. CBP assessed over $190.7 billion in tariff revenue and $266.7 billion in total customs revenue. CBP conducted 387 audits from January 20 to November 7, 2025, identifying $1.43 billion in trade revenue and collecting $225 million. CBP ended de minimis duty-free treatment on August 29, closing loopholes exploited for narcotics and contraband. In August 2025, CBP created the National Targeting Center's Trade Fraud Targeting Cell to combat trade fraud schemes in support of current presidential actions. Our focus is unwavering: secure the border, enforce the law, and protect this nation, said CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott in a December press release. These numbers reflect the tireless efforts of our agents and officers who are delivering results that redefine border security. We're not slowing down. We're setting the pace for the future. The apprehension of fewer than 109,000 illegal aliens in 2025 stands in sharp contrast to the Biden-era border crisis. In fiscal year 21, the Biden administration reported the apprehension of nearly 1.7 million illegal aliens along the southwest border. 1 year later, that number climbed to a historic high of just over 2.2 million illegal aliens. In FY23, the number fell slightly to just over 2 million illegal aliens. As the 2024 presidential election approached, the Biden administration finally took some enforcement action along the border, and the number of apprehensions fell to just over 1.5 million illegal aliens. During the peak of the Biden border crisis, agents frequently encountered up to 10,000 migrants per day, often in single groups of 400 to 600 migrants. This year, that number fell to approximately 300 per day. Though 2025 was historic, McLaughlin concluded, "We won't rest until the job is done." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.